See? You think that it's this minor thing. Now I'm applying copious amounts of pressure to my lip because I decided to try to eat something a second ago, and all of a sudden I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm not eating something that has that much red in it, and my lip's bleeding again.
It is really bloody.
It's a gusher. Like,
it's really bad.
I'm applying copious amounts of pressure, and yet you think, you know, and now I'm screwed. Now everyone's going to ask in the office about it. They're going to be like, what happened? Because this thing, I took one bite of food and it blew open.
I think what you should do
is... It's like
a
bullet hole, Gisano.
Well, did you know your mouth is... Well, your mouth not only is one of the things that bleeds the most, but it heals the fastest.
Oh, well, God, I only know we that. We have till 10.
When I worked for a tattoo shop...
Look at this amount of blood.
That's a lot. Oh, my God, it's dripping down your face.
Oh, my God. Guys.
Are you wearing black?
Yes, I'm wearing black.
Oh, good.
Thank God.
Because it's probably going to drip down your shirt.
This is great.
But when I worked at a tattoo shop, anytime that people would get the inside of their tattoo right here, that it would heal within like a day.
I don't understand why this is not stopping.
In case you want to get your lip tattooed.
It might.
Yeah.
Scott and Allie will fit perfect on the bottom lip.
Oh my God. Actually, no. Put Scott on the top here, Allie on the bottom here. Perfect.
Guys, this is really...
We're always in your mouth.
Right above the eyebrow.
This is really bleeding out here.
It is.
Hold on, there's more. I got... Wait,
there's more.
16:15. Good, everyone. Scott will be the talk of the office. See, now I will be because it really... I mean, look at this.
I can see it. I think what you should do...
Yeah, somebody's got to do something. This is not stopping.
I think
And
maybe,
I don't even know how I did it. It didn't hurt at all.
Yeah, keep applying pressure. It just dripped down your face some more. Oh, man. Scott has to talk less. Dang. Apply tourniquet to Scott's neck. Call it good. I don't know why I love it so much, but I love it so much. I have to ask Gisano something.
Why don't you go
something.
Buy that shirt for your boyfriend so he can have a nice long fight weekend?
Shut up. I got to ask Gisano something. Why do I keep seeing this on social?
What is it?
It is... And should I be doing it? So I point up and I say, what's up, brother?
Oh, sketch. Yeah.
And then I loved back in my day.
Yeah.
back in my day, that's just
me applying pressure.
Me and my girlfriends would have like a little handshake. So this kind of seems similar because the pointing up, what's up, brother? And then they will pound their fists twice. Like, you know, like, okay, for old people like Scott, you know, in Greece, when they'd be like,
my God,
we go together like Ramalama, and they would pound their fists on top of each other.
Sure.
So pound their fists, and then like you're flying away like a bird.
That's a hell of a
greeting. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
So I have a question. Since Scott's going to be in the office telling everyone about his chin today.
Oh, I'm not going to have to tell anybody. They're all going to see me bleeding out. I'll be passed out on the floor in 30 minutes with no blood in my system.
When I'm... Is saying hi to like everyone this morning in the office.
Yeah.
Do I do it every time I say hello? Is it when I say goodbye? When do I do it? What do I do?
Like, are you?
How about you just tell her, don't do it. It's going to look horrible in her age.
Are you doing it to people? Or are you doing it to people? Or are you trying people to do it?
I don't know. I'd want you to tell me what to do.
Well, you probably have to, you go up to people and say, what's up, brother? And they'll usually...
Respond with
like, what's up, brother? Special teams, special plays, special players.
Well, special teams fits. That tracks perfectly.